From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Police in Iraq say a suicide bombing at a popular market on the outskirts of the capital, Baghdad, has killed at least 11 people. Officials say at least 26 others were wounded in the attack, which took place in the Narawan shopping area southeast of Baghdad. A security official said two suicide bombers opened fire on civilians in the market late Monday before blowing themselves up. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack in a message on its Amaq channel. Iraq's military is conducting its last military operations against the militant group after driving it from territory it's held in western Iraq near the Syrian border. Myanmar's military chief said he told Pope Francis that there is no religious discrimination in his country, where violence against Rohingya Muslims has been termed ethnic cleansing by the United States. Senior General Min Aung Hlaing said in a Facebook post, "Myanmar has no religious discrimination at all. Likewise, our military, it too, performs for the peace and stability of the country." Pope Francis met with Myanmar's military chief Monday as he began his trip to the Southeast Asian country to discuss violence in Rakhine State, which has caused over 620,000 Rohingya Muslims to flee into neighboring Bangladesh. Thousands of Myanmar's nearly 700,000 Catholics traveled to greet the Pope as he landed in Yangon on Monday, and more than 150,000 have registered to attend a Mass he will say on Wednesday. He'll be staying in Myanmar until he leaves to visit Bangladesh on Thursday. This is VOA News. The White House is denying that President Trump issued a racial slur during an Oval Office event Monday honoring some Native American veterans. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said, "I don't think that it is, and that certainly was not the president's intent," when she was asked about Trump again referring to Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren as Pocahontas, the name of the famous reputed daughter of an early 17th century tribal chief. In the past, Warren had said her mother was part Cherokee, but acknowledged no documentation for her lineage, having proof of even a trace of Native American or other minority lineage in the United States can allow someone to claim preferred status in college and job applications. Zimbabwean security forces say order has been restored and they'll be returning to the streets, but that announcement was met with fear from many Zimbabweans who remain wary of men in uniform following years of abuses. VOA's Anita Powell reports from the capital, Harare.
These are words that should calm and reassure.
The situation in our country is returned to normalcy.
That is police spokeswoman Charity Chiramba, announcing police would return to their beats and conduct joint patrols with soldiers in central Harare, less than a week after soldiers took over security duties during the political upheaval that forced President Robert Mugabe to resign. But in Zimbabwe, where human rights groups have accused the police of shocking brutality, arbitrary arrests, and extortion, these words bring little comfort. Police are so unpopular that the stadium of more than 60,000 people booed loudly when the nation's police commissioner last week pledged loyalty to new President Emmerson Mnangagwa during his inauguration. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
Three Chinese nationals were accused of hacking computers in three American corporations, the U.S. Department of Justice said on Monday. The three were indicted by a grand jury for computer hacking, theft of trade secrets, conspiracy, and identity theft, along with intentionally causing damage to those computer systems. In the United States, it's Cyber Monday. It's wrapping up, that is, a day when holiday shoppers may be setting a new spending record for online purchases from work, home, or anywhere. The rising wages in the U.S., low unemployment, and strong consumer confidence has caused research firm Adobe Analytics to produce that shoppers could spend $6.6 billion on Monday. That's more than a 16% jump over last year's record-setting total. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.